9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you had are having a great day. She's a little warm. Cooper, are you here?
Yes, yes. Hello, hello.
I'll get to you in a minute.
All right.
There's a spot in western Oklahoma, central western Oklahoma, just hotter than a fox on fire in a forest fire. How's that? 105 degrees here at Elk City, 103 at Eric, 101 at Cheyenne, home of Cash Daddy Butler, home of Sketchy Baker, 103, Bessie's 101, Weatherford's 101. It's just hot. 82 degrees at Boise City, 91 at Slap Out, 96 at Cherokee, and Hollis just turned to triple digits at 100. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, 90 degrees at Lipscomb, Miami, 95, 100 at McLean, 103 at Dozer, 100 at Wellington, and 100 at Odell. She's a little warm. I got some special guests coming in. I think they're supposed to be here today. Hope I did my schedule right. They're running for the Cheyenne Red Dirt Rodeo Queen Princess, and I don't know, there's two or three of them coming in. Coming up later in the show. You don't want to miss that. It's fine. Okay, Cooper, I got you on here. You were there in person last night. I was working on irrigation. Picking in the park, how'd it go?
Oh, it went amazing. The sound went all good. I ran sound, all the
of course it went good.
Musicians up there, amazing. There was a fiddle player who ended up showing up, killer. His nickname's Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Yeah. And he just
is there a reason why he's named Pumpkin?
I'm not sure. I didn't.
You didn't ask?
I did not ask. No. But yeah. Every song he played, every person he played for him, and he soloed over it all. Added stuff to it is crazy good.
It's good. Yeah, I heard it was good. I seen some videos up on social media last night, and it was a big crowd there too.
Yeah, massive crowd.
Yeah, and so it was good. So you guys don't miss out next year when we have it.
Yes, yes, and luckily by 8 p.m. it does cool down a lot too, so it was pretty cool out there too.
Yeah, and then everybody brought their lawn chairs and looked like they were relaxed and just having a good old time. Yes, who all played last night? Brian White?
Yes.
What do you think about him?
Killer stuff. Awesome. I got to see him yesterday playing the radio station, too.
Yeah.
When he was with Jordan. That was awesome. And then Cody Brewer was there, Jordan Kane, of course, and then Dean Jackson,
yeah,
who I've got to play with him a couple of times, and he's just an awesome guy. Awesome guy.
Yeah, it's never 101. Where you at? Let me see here. 101. I don't see any 101s. There we go. But no, it's it was a looked like it was a good time.
It's an amazing time.
Okay. Nothing major happening. I'm getting ready for. I got my truck back today.
This morning. Yes. Big wins.
I'm so happy. I've been without my farm truck for 3 weeks now. That's like missing your right arm, and that's no joke. And got it back. Thanks Brody and everybody over at TDC for doing me good. Got me done. And then Quail Forever golf tournaments tomorrow. People are coming into Elk City. It's alumni weekend. Lots going on. My sister and brother-in-law are coming in from, she graduated here. She's coming in from Kansas City, so I get to have dinner with her tonight. And where should I take my sister? The 580-225-9697. Where should I take my sister to eat around here? Prairie Fire, the what's that one over at Clinton? Oh yeah, I get you, boss. Yes, at Cheyenne it's 100.1. There we go. I get you. Sorry. And then what is that? White Castle? Is that right?
White Dog Hill.
White Dog. There we go. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. I'm thinking hamburgers. White Castle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then so Prairie Fire here in Elk City. I'm sure with knowing my sister, some wine has to be involved. So anyway, she's coming from, I don't remember the last time she's been down here. Been a long time. She's class of 77. I'm class of 80. And I know one of my landlords that I got cattle out here that helped take care of their cattle for them. They're class of 75, 76, because this is their 50th anniversary. Yeah, you should take pack saddle. Yeah, yeah, that is a great idea. I might take her to pack saddle.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's sweet. They don't have wine up there, though. Guess we could BYOB. So
bring the bottle with you. Yeah.
I don't know how that'll go over with the authorities, but anyway, be good. So, yep, so lots going on. Our Quail Forever golf tournament's tomorrow. It is full with a waiting list. Awesome. Thank you, quail. I'm seeing quail everywhere. Pairs, babies. I'm not seeing huge coveys, but I've seen a few huge coveys, but most of them are 6 to 8. I'm going to tell you something happening this morning. Cooper, you ready?
Yeah.
I stop my truck on the county road. I get out, walk across the bar ditch. I'm going to unhook my side row and walk over and move it. There's one careless weed. About the base is about as big as a 5 gallon bucket, and then it's up about a couple foot. It's a big careless weed, but not a huge one. Only one there. I walk by it, and there's 9 quail Bob Whites fly out from underneath this thing. I was like, what the hell? And they scared me.
Yeah.
This is just a weed out there in the middle of the field. There's nothing around it. And I guess they were already looking for shade for the day. But anyway, it was pretty cool. After I calmed down, they startled me because I can't hear very well. And where I've seen rattlesnakes on this place, that's where I've seen them. And when I was like, dang, you know, you never know. And so, but it was pretty cool. Hey, let's see what happened overnight in our big world of agriculture, because the grain board did not look bueno a while ago. Wheat futures were lower in overnight trading as investors focused on disappointing sales as the winter and spring harvests roll on. Sales of grain to overseas buyers declined 2% to week to week and was unchanged from prior 4 week average. USDA didn't report any large sales of U.S. wheat this week, though China and a John Doe country purchased soybeans in an unknown in a John Doe destination bought 197,000 metric tons of corn for delivery in the marketing year that starts September 1st. Overseas buyers have committed to buy 6.98 million metric tons of U.S. wheat since the start of the grain marketing year on June 1st. That's down 27% from the same time frame last year, according to the Ag Department. Investors are largely ignoring strikes on grain and agriculture infrastructure between Ukraine and Russia. And there's a reason. It's just, it's getting old. Two of the largest exporters of wheat in the world, the countries have been hitting each other's ports and other shipping infrastructure in recent weeks as the war between the two rages on. Prices are being pressured as wheat harvests in the U.S. rolls on. About 81% of the winter wheat was in the bin as of Sunday. That's up from 74% a week earlier. 2% of the spring wheat crop was harvested at the start of the week, on par with the average of this time of the year. Wheat futures for September delivery dropped 6 cents to 657.5 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Kansas City wheat lost 6.25 to 724 and a half overnight, a bushel overnight. Corn futures for December delivery fell penny and three quarter to 466 and three quarter cents a bushel. Soybean futures for November delivery lost a penny and a quarter to 1188 and a half a bushel. Soy meal was up 30 cents to 323.10 a short ton. And soy oil declined 0.67 cents to 66.62 cents a pound. Sales of corn for overseas delivery in the 26-27 marketing year, this starts on September 1st, is up while soybeans declined. Corn sales for the 7 days that ended July 23rd was reported at 1.06 metric tons. A John Doe country was the big buyer at 425,000 tons, followed by Mexico at 376,000 tons and Colombia at 80,500 ton. There must be a lot of tacos and burritos being sold in Mexico. You know why I say that? I read this about every Friday, and almost every day I read the imports and exports. Mexico has bought a lot of corn and soybeans and wheat from us in the last year. A lot. I guess I need to kind of take some time and add up what they've bought in the last year, but it's crazy how much corn and wheat they bought. So that's a good thing. It's great. It's good for trading with our partners to the south. All they want to do to us bring screw worms up here to us. So anyway, soybean sales for the next marketing year, meanwhile, declined to 1.33 million metric tons. That's up from 1.54 million. China purchased 519,000 tons. John Doe country took 372,000. See here, Cooper, Mexico bought 309,000 tons of soybeans. Pretty good, huh? Algeria, 44,000. Japan ordered 30,000 tons of U.S. soybeans. Wheat sales were reported at 285,000 tons, down 2%, which I said that earlier. Indonesia, 70,000 tons. Mexico, 46,000 tons. And Colombia took 35,000. A John Doe country nixed shipments of 62,000 tons. And South Korea canceled orders for 10,900 tons. In our farm belt, according to the National Weather Service, flood warnings, not here in Oklahoma, and watches have been issued for counties in Minnesota. Moderate to heavy rainfall is supposed to be there all day today. Oklahoma didn't make the news. Heat indexes in the eastern half of Oklahoma are expected to reach as high as 115 degrees this afternoon. Though the high temperatures likely will break after today. There's cold front moving through.
Good, good.
So time. Get the hoodies out. It's going to be 99 tomorrow. So, all right. Today is the Wheeler General Store break. Nathan and Charity, they're not here to listen today. And I know where they're at. I hope they're having a good time. But go visit the Wheeler General Store out there. They got all kinds of stuff, feed, tubs, minerals. They got stuff in their store, their do-it-best hardware store in there also. Then they got the miniature farm store, not miniature, but half the store is for bolts and hydraulic hoses and ropes and cow stuff, all kinds of good stuff. Go visit them out there at Wheeler General Store. It's worth the trip out there. Okay, let's take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
A man called the shop and asked Lyle if they fixed tractor tires out in the field. Lyle said, yes, they did. The man asked if Lyle had a 710-70R38. Lyle said, yes, they did. And Lyle asked where the tractor was. Do you know where Crawford is? The man asked. Lyle said, yeah, he knew. Can you come today? Lyle said they could, and they did, all the way from Blair to the northwest corner of Roger Mills County. Lyle Shaw at Blair Tire and Feed knows you can get tires just about anywhere. All he has to sell is service.
Save time and money when you purchase a new zero-turn mower from DJ's Rentals and Sales. Select Cub Cadet, Hustler, and Spartan mowers in stock have huge discounts for a limited time. With a zero-turn mower, you'll spend less time mowing and more time doing things you enjoy, like golfing or going to the lake. The savings are amazing. Stop by 911 South Main in Elk City and see all they have to offer. Check them out online at djsrental.com.
A generator is something that is out of sight and out of mind until you actually need it. Do you own a generator? Is it serviced and ready to provide backup power when you need it? A well-maintained generator gives you peace of mind during a power outage. Whether it's home or commercial, all generators need to be serviced regularly. Culver Electric provides reliable generator service all over western Oklahoma. Call today and discuss a service plan to fit your needs. 580-243-5846. See us on Facebook or go to culverelectric.net.
Dehydration, injuries, viruses, sunburns. Summer can throw a lot at you. At Express Wellness Urgent Care, we're ready for it. We provide quality, affordable care 7 days a week, where walk-ins are always welcome and most major insurances are accepted. Stop by and see us right here in Elk City or find more of our clinics all across Oklahoma. Don't let bad health ruin a great summer. Find your nearest clinic at expresswellnessurgentcare.com. That's the letter expresswellnessurgentcare.com.
You don't want to let your cotton set in the field day after day waiting to be ginned. Now to better serve you, the cotton farmers in Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, Lone Star Gin has processed over 540,000 bales of cotton. They've got locations in Pampa, Texas, and now in Burns Flat, Oklahoma. Lone Star Gin has the ability to process over 2,400 bales per day. All they do is gin cotton. Go to LoneStarGin.com for more information, and you can find them on Facebook.
Do you know Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance? If you do, you already know this about him.
When people meet me and get to know me, I think they do truly walk away with a feel of, you know what, when that guy says something, he means it. He means what he says what he means. I'm a straight shooter. I'll tell people up front, hey, I might not be able to beat that price. One thing that I always do when I meet with a client or with a new customer, I look over all their insurance stuff. And there are times I hand it back to them and say, hey, you've got great coverage at a great price. If you're not happy with your agent, let's look at making a change. But if you don't have any issues with them, hey, you've got another set of eyes that looked at your policy and you've got good coverage, you don't have anything to worry about. That goes a long way because a couple of years from now, they may have a rate increase. I'm Mickey Lively, and I work for Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and my office is located in Greer County.
Mickey Lively and Oklahoma Farm Bureau in Greer County.
Call 782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. Wellington, Texas. Here's your Lipscomb Dealership's ag weather update for out in the Texas Panhandle. 103, heat index 105, humidity's 27, dew point 63. The winds are out of the southwest at a whopping 8 mile an hour. Peak wind gust today, 23 miles an hour. 86 one-hundredths of an inch of rain so far this month in July, and that's all you're going to get unless we get a shower this afternoon. And you know what? They're kind of giving us a little hope for some pop-ups this afternoon, so keep your fingers crossed. 8-inch soil temperature, 93 degrees. Pretty toasty out there. Okay, let's see what the markets is doing. Grain, golly, it stinks. I don't like this. Kansas City wheat, September 704, down 26 and a quarter. December 720, down 26 and a half. Chicago, December 654, down 27 and a quarter. Soybeans, or corn, sorry, corn for September, 438, down 7 and a quarter. December 461, down 6 and 3 quarters. Soybeans, August 1168, down 9 and a quarter. September 1165, down 6 and a half. Soybean oil, September 6705, down 117. Soybean meal, August 310 even, down 410. September 31290, down 460. And October's 314.50, down 380. Oats for December, 329, down 2. See what cattle's doing. I didn't even look at it earlier. Yay, looky there. There's some green going on there. Live cattle, August, 232.27, up 105. October is 227.87, up 42. Feeders for August, 347.90, up 142. September, 344.15, up 170. October, 336.10, up 207. Lean hogs, August, 98.97, up 55. October, 84.70, up 135. See what the old energies are doing. September, oil, $85 a barrel, up 143. Natural gas, September, 273. Down 0.02. And we got it. And then we got it. Very good. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's see. What time is it? You see our rodeo girls out there anywhere? Check it out, would you? And all right. Let's see here. There's so much to talk about. There is so much to talk about today. Let's do some Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Roundup from the Ag Law. Some interesting stuff going on in our legal world because everybody sues everybody for something anymore. Even the government sues each other to get something done. So this is a roundup from what's been going on legally in Texas. The John Deere, you know, and the Federal Trade Commission reached an agreement or a settlement in the right to repair antitrust lawsuit. Settlement ends Endangered Species Act protections for the dune sagebrush lizard. According to this, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Department and the state of Texas entered into a settlement that resulted from the Fish and Game removing that from the endangered species. Lawsuit filed challenges rescission of definition of harm under the Endangered Species Act. Oh, they are here. What's up, girls? Find a chair. And then landowner sues. What I did notice, all these roundup or rundown of the roundups, a lot of things involving water. Landowner sues Groundwater Conservation District in East Texas in a water fight there. Additional issues involving groundwater conservation districts going on there. Parties agreed to a temporary injunction with an issue with improper disposal of wind turbine materials. Then New Mexico and Texas fighting over some water in the Rio Grande. And what else was there? That was about it. That's your rundown from the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension involving the Texas agriculture law. I enjoy reading it. There's some crazy stuff going on with the courts. What else is going on? There was one other thing I wanted to do before we go to break, because I got about 3 minutes to burn here before I have these young ladies on. The fishing report from the Department of Wildlife here in Oklahoma. Let's check out what's going on with temperatures in our lake and fishing. Texoma. Elevation is 4 foot above normal and stable. Water temperature is 86 degrees and clear. Striped bass fare on live shad and slabs below the dam and make main lake. Blues, channel, and flathead catfish fare on cut bait, dough bait, and live shad and stink bait below the dam and around coves and docks in the river mount. Crappie fare on hair jigs, minnows, around coves and docks and standing timber. And then let's see what else we got. I thought he was getting a neck massage over there already. The tension's high, I can tell. And guess what? There's nothing in southwestern Oklahoma. What's up with that? Hang on, let me make sure I didn't miss it. Yeah, hey, young man, come back here. You have to, if you do get hired, you have to work here 2 weeks before you get access to our donuts in there, all right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. He'll probably quit before he starts. Sorry about that, folks. We've been interviewing a new guy. I'm going to make sure you get the rules right around here. Okay. Well, I have What, three? You four. I got four. Cool. All right. I have four young ladies in here that are going to talk about the Red Dirt Rodeo at Cheyenne. And then you guys are running for what? Queen princesses, like there's different categories. I think I got the right thing pulled up here. So this is going to be a cool interview. I like interviewing young people about what's going on with rodeo or FFA. So we're going to take a Wheeler General Store break, and we're going to be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
As a farmer or rancher, you're always looking for ways to save time and money. The Apache Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma will help you do just that. The Apache Hay Wagon eliminates 80 to 90% of hay waste with its unique design. It hauls multiple bales, saving you time and money. Go by Everett's Welding today and ask to see the Apache Hay Wagon. You'll be glad you did. You can also visit them online at everettswelding.com.
First-time home buyers, they don't have the knowledge. They don't have the experience of previously owning a home. So I spend a lot of time with them, walking them through the process and explaining to them the requirements and things that are needed. I want to make sure that they understand that owning a home is a lot different than renting, because you're going to have maintenance, you're going to have insurance, you're going to have taxes, and you need to be able to calculate all of that into your budget. I'm Joe Shepard, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sur.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey folks, this is EJ Gredeman with ASCO Equipment out of Elk City, Oklahoma. If you need rental equipment, I got your back. From excavators to wheel loaders, telehandlers, and forklifts, we rent the brands that you know and trust. With flexible terms, responsible service, and expert support, we're here to keep your job on track. Need equipment? We're on it here at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by our Elk City branch, 513 West 20th here in Elk City, Oklahoma, or you can just give me a call, 580-243-9233. Appreciate it, folks, and y'all have a blessed day.
You want to start your own business and do something you love. It's exciting, but you've got a lot on your mind. Will customers buy what you're selling? What about overhead costs? Do you have the money to get started? Plenty to consider before jumping headfirst into this thing you love. It just so happens that helping people start and grow a business is something I love. I'm Kyle Kilofer at Great Plains Bank in Elk City, member FDIC. People tell me I'm a good listener. When you're ready to start your business, come tell me about it.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. High Pro Feeds has built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. Their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. High Pro is a name you know and trust. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your trusted High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at hobartfarmandgarden.com.
Valley Center pivots are the most durable and reliable you can find. But when you do need replacement parts, your operation deserves the best. Valley Genuine Parts. Knutson Irrigation has been serving growers since 1981, and their experienced service technicians stand behind every part in their fully stocked warehouse. They also service other pivot brands. So when you need fast service and reliable parts, you need Knutson Irrigation. Call them for service or visit KnutsonIrrigation.com for more info.
Kent Watkins here with SE Agritech in Elk City. Are feral hogs and gophers destroying your land and crops? We have the solution. Introducing Kaput Feral Hog and Gopher Bait, engineered for maximum efficiency and safety. Protect your fields and restore your property with Kaput. And we sell out-of-state customers as well. Stop by and give us a call at SEI Agritech on South Randall in Elk City. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook for all the latest updates and information.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeehaw. Remember, guys, no picking noses. All right, we're going to have some fun today. I can already tell. First, let's check out some Lipscomb dealerships. Ag weather up in northwestern Oklahoma. Let's go to Woodward. It feels like 95. The temperature feels like 100.1 up there. Dew point 68. Humidity's 41. The winds are out of the north at 15 with wind gust up to 22. And 45 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the last 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 96. Sunset 8:45, hot 100 today, tonight 69 and clear, tomorrow mostly sunny and 95 degrees. Okay, I have some young ladies in here. Let me get my Facebook page up. Oh man, where'd it go? Bear with me a second here. Cheyenne Red Dirt Rodeo. There it is. I got her back. Okay, let's start with you. Pull that mic over there, and this is Lily, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Speak loud, please. And then, Lily, how old are you?
I'm 12.
12. And what are you running for? Princes?
Yeah.
Is there different age groups for different princes? What age group are you going to be in?
It's just the princess age group.
Huh? Oh, princess. Okay. I got you. So, do you like rodeos? You like riding horses? I seen some shots in here earlier. Are you riding? Yeah. So, tell us why you'd make a good princess.
I would probably make a good princess because my horse is accurate and he does do things pretty good. But the one thing we're most scared about is flags.
Is what?
Flags.
Flies?
And because I take good care of my horse.
Oh, yeah? And then, so how long you been riding a horse?
Like 4 months. Riding? Mm-hmm. 4 months.
All right. And so you like it so far?
Oh, yeah.
You love it so far? Okay. So this Red Dirt Rodeo is coming up. It's in September 10th through the 12th. At Cheyenne, but tomorrow's the contest, correct? Tell us a little bit about the contest, can you? Because you guys need to sell some tickets, right?
Uh-huh. I don't know how far how long the contest is going to be, but so far, the arena's good. The horse, can run it, but I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
So, how many people's running for queen, princesses, and all that stuff? A lot?
Yeah.
So why are you better than the other princesses? You don't have to answer that. I'm just messing.
Not at all.
No, but why do you want to be princess?
Because this finals, I think we did really good. We got 11th. That's our highest, I think.
Tell them what the finals were.
The finals, do I have to the patterns?
No.
Okay. The finals was... One of the
stay close to the mic for me, please. Okay.
The finals was in Duncan, and it was a week long.
Yeah, a lot of work.
A lot of work, and it was in GHA.
We
eight events in our district was 151, and it was a lot of people there.
Cool. Are you ready? Yeah. Oh, yes, you are. Take that mic over there. And who are you, Charlie? Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go. Charlie, how old are you?
11, turning 12.
You're what now? Speak up loud enough, Mike.
11, turning 12.
There, that's what I want. Speak up. And so how long you been riding horses?
2 years. Not 2 months.
2 months? And then what's your horse's name?
Bugsby.
Bugsby? What was your horse's name?
Rocket.
Rocket? Cool. Why do you want to be a princess?
Because my horse runs fast.
Oh, really? Yeah. So what's your favorite part about riding the horse? What's your favorite thing to do on your horse? Besides ride, do you do anything different than just ride? You rope, you barrel race?
Barrel race.
Wave at people when you ride by?
No.
No? You're not very sociable? You look like you're pretty sociable. She is. Yeah, I can tell. She's probably the party of the party, isn't she? Yeah, that's what I figured. So, what grade are you in?
Fifth.
And you're going to be in fifth, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And school starts pretty quick too, doesn't it?
Yep.
You ready?
No. Well, but yeah.
What's that mean?
Kind of.
Well, duh. That's a no, but yeah, but no. So, well, why are you not ready?
Because school sucks.
Do what?
School sucks.
Oh, well, that's being honest. And what's What did you say your horse's name was?
Bugsby.
Bugsby. What call? Is it her or him?
It's a boy.
It's a boy.
And he's an Appaloosa.
Oh, really? But what? Brown and white?
White with brown dots.
I got you. So you girls are selling tickets, right?
And that's
for the rodeo, right?
Yes.
And how does people buy those tickets? Call you? Call your mom?
Call mom.
Yep.
580.
You got a number?
No.
Yes.
Come on, you got this.
580.
There we go. Come on, mom. Tell them.
580.
Don't pull that out.
580-799-7192. You can text or call anytime. We have to have them sold by midnight.
Okay, cool. And they can probably find your number on Facebook, too.
Always.
All right. Well, let's go. Do we want to do the older one or the younger one first here?
Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first, babe? You want to go first?
All right. Let's see. Now, what's your Harley? Is that Harley? Harley, like the motorcycle. Ooh. Harley, get close it's to okay. the... Oh, she going to...
Do you want me to go first?
You want me to talk to
her? All right.
Do you want mom to talk? Do you want me to go first, babe?
Okay, go first, Arian.
Okay.
All right, let's go with you.
Come here.
Tell everybody your name. Talk cloud to it, please.
I'm Arian.
All right. Arian, how old are you?
I will be turning 17.
Okay, and so you're what, senior or junior?
Junior.
Junior at Cheyenne?
At Canute.
At Canute? Oh, cool. Trojans, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, cool. What's is it all princesses? Is that right?
Are you? No, going I'll be running for teen.
I gotcha. And tell us about that.
We will be doing patterns, and we will have an interview to where we could answer questions, and then if we do that, we'll carry flags. And I think that's it
during the rodeo.
Yeah, we'll carry flags during the rodeo.
Right. And so do you know any of the questions they'll be asking?
Or not
what
kind really.
Of what category?
Oh,
she does. She's over there like, I'm Einstein.
No, I don't.
You don't? And then how long have you been riding horses?
2 months,
Two
maybe.
Months? All right, got you. You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, and what's your horse's name?
Sandy.
Sandy, so that's a her. I'm
yes.
and then... What's colors on her?
She's a red mare, so she's like a red orange, and she has a white spot on her face.
The star? Is it like the star?
Kind of. It's like an oval blob on her forehead.
It's a shooting star.
Close enough to the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they're, so why did you get into horses?
We've rode horses since we were younger, but we didn't really compete or anything with them.
Right.
We just had them to, like, have, I guess. I don't know.
Right.
And I feel like it's, like, an opportunity for me to, like, meet different people and learn different things about doing, like, GNHA and stuff like that.
So were you down at Duncan, too?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So tell us a little more about Duncan.
We did 8 events, and we did 1 or 2 events a day. We had the horses to where we could set patterns up and stuff and practice after we were done with the events. We had an event called Potato, and when I first heard of this game, I thought it was an actual potato they were using, and it was not.
What was it?
It was a tennis ball.
Oh, okay.
And I actually thought it was going to be a potato, so when I first started doing this, I was like, why are we throwing a potato into a barrel?
And so instead it was a tennis ball.
Yes, which I was kind of happy for, because I feel like the potato would be hot and mushy.
Right.
By
did
time.
Did anybody's tennis ball bounce back out of the barrel?
A lot of them did.
Yeah, imagine that. And then so it sounded like he was having, and that was a week-long deal?
Yes, sir.
And then how did you guys do again?
I placed in all but 3 events.
Okay.
And then, did she place in anything?
She didn't ride.
Okay. And then, did y'all place in anything? I guess I'm the only one that placed out of these ones.
Right. Well, you're the oldest, most mature. You should be doing good, right? Huh? Anyway, there's 8 events. What? Mm-hmm. Name all the events for me.
So you have spur, pylon, potato, barrels,
flags,
flagpoles, pole. What's that other one we do?
Pylon.
I did pylon.
Oh God! Now you're putting me on the spot.
So if you win your category tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
so what do you got to do something for the year or just for the rodeo?
I think it's just for the rodeo, but I could be wrong.
You have to represent right. Cheyenne Red Dirt Rodeo for a year.
Okay, well that's not bad.
Yeah, so the rodeo coming up September 10th through the 12th, the first night, September 10th, it's the a youth rodeo, right? Am I right? Yeah, it's a youth rodeo. You guys participating in that?
Are we?
You can if you want to.
Yeah,
okay, there then you probably.
Go. See, I'm getting you involved already. Mm-hmm. You just guys don't know that. Well, thank you. Back to you. So what did you know? Stop. The questions.
For like the questions for the Cheyenne, they'll ask you like parts of the saddle, how old your horse is, what's your favorite event, and it's like,
what's your favorite event?
My favorite event is probably pulls.
I gotcha. What's your favorite event?
Barrels.
Barrels? And what's yours? Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. Switch mic.
Potato.
All right. So you guys are going to have fun. Again, Mom, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you for the tickets, because that helps you also in your choice, too, with selling the most tickets.
Yeah, you can give me a call or a text, 580-799-7192. You can find me on Facebook. My profile is Deshauna Marie Smythe. S-M-Y-T-H is how you spell my last name. We are going to be out and about today delivering tickets. So if you need me to deliver you the tickets, I will come to you. We're going to hit up the bank next, so I hope you're listening. We're going to be bringing some cowgirls in.
All the bankers are listening.
I know.
Yeah, they're waiting for me to talk trash on them. But anyway, girls, I wish you guys the best of luck tomorrow, and thank you for stopping by the studio and talking about the Red Dirt Rodeo and you guys running for princesses and princesses and queens and kings and all that good stuff. So anyway, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys later. We're going to take a Wheeler General Store break, and we'll be right back after this.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Briley Baca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
One of my earliest memories was waking up to a box of donuts on the kitchen table. By the time I woke up, Dad had already been at work for hours. He'd come home just long enough to leave breakfast for me, take me to school, and then head right back to the office. Back then, I thought it was all about the donuts. Looking back, I realized it never really was. Dad wasn't just building a business, he was building a reputation. One handshake, one family, one relationship at a time. If you're looking for experienced retirement guidance from a family that spent more than three decades earning the trust of people we serve, we'd love the opportunity to earn yours. I'm Briley Baca with Advanced Financial Strategies. Now the donuts are long gone, but the work ethic that put them on the table is still the foundation of everything that we do. Call us today, 323-6800. Or visit our website, retirewithbaca.com.
Hay wrap is what people use in their balers, the farmers, when they want to, you know, baling up hay. It wraps it up, is better than twine. So it's like one consistency, holds everything together, lasts longer, easier to cut off. Well, we started selling it because we got asked for it, because there's nowhere around here to really buy it, the good kind of net wrap that we have. So we found a vendor that's good price, and now we carry it. We've got it. Camrock is right south of Fred's Steakhouse in Elk City, Oklahoma.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weight, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op Gym at 720 South Main in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. That's Farmers Union Co-op Gym, 720 South Main in Elk City, 580-225-0191.
The forecast is out, and it's calling for real hot savings at Lipscomb in Elk City. With 0% financing on all new GMC Sierras in stock now during the final days of our employee pricing event. And it's only available for the next few days at Lipscomb Chevrolet GMC in Elk City. But act now, because our 0% financing offers won't last long. Call or text us today at 580-225-9445. Or come see us in Elk City and online at LipscombChevroletGMC.com. Lipscomb, good people, great deals.
This is the Elk City Live. livestock auction market report for Friday, July 25th. 1,220 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 410 brought 505. 13 at 510 brought 437.50. 3 at 552 brought 420. 7 at 556 brought 415. 14 at 636 brought 350. 10 at 749 brought 336. 4 at 750 brought 330. 8 head of heifers at 469 brought 385. 7 at 497 brought 365. 5 at 545 brought 342.50. 3 at 585 brought 320. 7 at 642 brought 331. 9 at 662 brought 318. 6 at 776 brought 303. Butcher cows 106 to 184. Butcher bulls 175 to 235. Bred cows 1700 to 4700. Pairs 1600 to 5000. Elk City Livestock Auction 3202 South Highway 6. Elk City, Oklahoma sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey 580-497-6095.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Welcome back, everybody. Let's check out some Hobart Farm and Garden ag weather for southwestern Oklahoma. Mangum, 103. Feels like 106. Heat risk is very high. Dew point 63. Humidity's 27. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 6 miles an hour. 92 degrees is the 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature. Sunset at 8:42. 20% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. 104 for a high. I think you're going to get there or more. Tonight, 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. 73 for a low. The winds will be switching this afternoon. Be out of the north. Tomorrow, north winds 12 to 15 miles an hour. It's still going to be hot, but it's going to be 98. I want to ask you something about the fiddle player. And now I can't remember what it was.
Oh, no.
He could play everything, huh?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Was it a violin or a fiddle? technically, they're the same.
There's no difference, but
yeah,
it's in the soul. It's in the soul.
Can he sing?
I'm not sure. I didn't hear him sing. Yeah. That would have been cool.
So where was he from, I wonder?
I'm actually not sure.
No, I didn't either. I didn't even know a fiddle player was going to be there. I might have showed up.
It was a nice surprise.
Yeah, I could play the banjo.
Yeah, you could play with Cody up there.
No, I can't play the band. I'm not coordinated enough to play anything. I could beat the drums, and that's about it. And that's not even being good. So the young ladies were in here. Thank you for coming by. And if you get on the Facebook page for Cheyenne Red Dirt Rodeo, it's coming up here in about six, I guess it'll be the weekend after the rodeo here at Elk City. There's sponsorships available. I see Stockman's Vet Clinic is one of the sponsors. And I imagine Doc Taylor be up there checking the animals. And then what else is up there? Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is one of the sponsors. And Lawn Mower. Is it Lawn Mower or Lawn Mower? Barrel Racing. Sponsorships available. So anyway, check out their Shaw Fence Building and Welding, one of the sponsors for the arena sign, and Western Equipment. Who else we got here? Canadian River Quarter Horses. Man, they've already got some pretty good sponsors going on. Elk City Livestock Auction, D&G Trash Hauling, Roger Mills Memorial Hospital. Here you go. National Anthem Contest. I guess there's a contest tomorrow. Or no. Submit your videos of you singing the National Anthem through August 8th. And I guess you get to sing the National Anthem at the rodeos. How cool is that? Are you going to enter that? Can you sing?
I might have to. I might have to try it out.
Can you sing the National Anthem?
I used to sing with the choir for the football games for the...
Oh, yeah.
National Anthem in the basketball games.
So how cool was that?
I might have to try it out.
Okay, everybody. The U.S. Drought Monitor came out yesterday. It's not looking very good for Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle right now. There's no D0 or none going on. It's all D0 through D4. Our D4 here in Oklahoma is getting bigger. There's no D4 in... in Texas Panhandle. There is some D3 now showing up, extreme drought. So not looking too good. And then, already did that. And then, so what's going on out in Texas with the crops? Let's check out some stuff here going on. Crop progress, the USDA has reported 91% of the Texas corn crop has reached the silking stage. Cotton, for the week that ended July 26th, the USDA reported 74% of the Texas cotton crop has reached the squaring stage, an increase of 10 percentage points from the week before. A year ago, 74% of the crop had reached the squaring stage, while the five-year average is 76%. 39% of the cotton crop in Texas has reached the setting boll stage by July 26th. I'll be honest with you. I seen some cotton yesterday that's not 6 to 8 inches tall, and I already seen a flower on it, boll flower. It's not good. Not very good. The USDA has rated Texas cotton crop 4% very poor, 20% poor, 42% fair, 29% good, and 5% excellent. Sorghum in Texas, 84% of the Texas sorghum crop has headed as of July the 26th, an increase of 5 percentage points from the week before. The USDA rated the Texas sorghum crop 2% very poor, 23% poor, 35% fair, 29% good, and 11% excellent. Peanuts. The USDA has reported 48% of the Texas peanut crop has reached the pegging stage as of July 26. That's up from 38% the week before. A year ago, progress was at 53%, and the average is 48% for 5 years. The USDA has rated the Texas peanut crop 1% very poor, 3% poor, 43% fair, 50% good, and 3% excellent. And here the USDA has rated Texas pasture and range conditions at 11% very poor, 21% poor, 32% fair, and 28% good, and 8% excellent. All those rains they got down there, Cooper, a couple weeks ago, and they're just raining cats and dogs, like 30 inches, has taken them kind of out of that drought stage. So, all right, there's your update on Texas crops. And did you guys, have you guys ever got on North Dakota State University's website and get under the Ag Hub topics? And there is a heifer development decision tool in there. Pretty cool to look at. So the question today is the heifer development game worth the gamble? And by the way, everybody that replied to me on the Fowler Agency text line, 7 of them said Simons. 1 of them said backdoor at Clinton. Another one said White Dog Heel. Problem was, Simons, no wine out there for my sister.
They got hush puppies at least.
Yeah, they can have hush puppies. And so that'd be good. Okay, let's get back to the heifer development deal. Can cattle producers truly create a profitable enterprise buying open heifers and reselling them as breads or pairs? That's a question for former student Joe Birchmacher, resulting in the creation of a heifer development calculator for cow producers. Pretty cool. I didn't go through it 100%, but it seems like it's pretty cool. He said, we put together a detailed enterprise budget, then thought this would probably be a good decision tool for other producers. He works with the Department of Agribusiness at North Dakota State, and he said the model created in collaboration with his colleague Tim Petrie and former North Dakota State University student Gavin Egg looks at the profitability of buying backgrounded heifers in April, breeding them, and selling them as either longbreds or pairs come next April. There is also another comparison between the profitability of using AI artificial insemination in combination with cleanup bulls and relying on the natural deal. It's a pretty good article. It was in Drovers. The economics is about $55 difference, and I can tell you it's even more than it if you account for labor. He said it's challenging to calculate the difference seen in final marketing price for heifers bred to more popular sires or privately compared to a sale barn. Keep those factors in mind. Bull management also impacted the final outcome. He said, we're assuming $5,000 bulls. That's not happening. And we're buying bulls for 2 months, and then we're selling them back because there isn't a cow-calf enterprise. The model also takes in consideration the cost of transportation to the auction and back. So it worked out pretty good. He said heifer purchase is 68% of the cost, 20% is pasture feed and hay and mineral, he explained. And he said analyzing bred heifers versus pairs, the difference is around $100 per head, with the pairs being more profitable in the specific year and environment. Cool stuff. You can find that article in Drovers. Just go to their website, go to Drovers. Pretty interesting article. Guys, see you Monday. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, America. God bless.
You've been listening to today.